Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue.
Welcome back, guys. DGSKMOX. Happy Thursday to you. I'm going to be here through Dave Murray, and then I am heading out to the 97.1 celebration of the 25th anniversary. Janelle joins us, which I'm really surprised at.
Oh.
She said she was very...
I was nervous.
A lot of anxiety.
It was giving me anxiety. Yeah, I was nervous. I was like, my heart was beating because I was like, the tension. Yeah. It was something.
And then you went and picked a fight on Twitter.
Yeah, well, why not? I don't know him, though.
Well, let's definitely not talk about this on the air.
No, that's funny.
So I saw a couple of your TikToks. What did you see?
Last week I did see Frankenstein, and I saw Begonia, but we'll wait till next week to talk about that. And then last night I saw the Springsteen movie. So which one would you want to hear about?
Sorry, Springsteen.
Okay. Springsteen. It is definitely different than most musical biopics that have been out there. If you're thinking like Walk the Line and the Ray Charles story, where those guys, they had a lot of toxic relationships and drug abuse. So it was a lot of like, not literal table flipping, but a lot of dramatic moments. This is more about a pretty dark and depressing time during his life when he kind of secluded himself and was dealing with him being up on the precipice of becoming really big. He was already touring. The Born to Run album came out in 75, so that had already hit. I think this was in 1981 that the movie takes place. And it's about, it just is really kind of over a year and him putting together the Nebraska album that he came out in 82, which was a huge departure from what he had been putting out. It's an acoustic. It's very dark. It's very depressing. The first song on the album deals with Starkweather, a serial killer at the, you know, that he had watched a movie and had wrote lyrics about it. It's very pared down. It's very... They said very, very dark. So the movie's very quiet. I think it actually deals with depression and kind of showing what it's like where you kind of want to withdraw and isolate yourself. And it's very quiet. It's not overly dramatic. It's not slamming doors and throwing things and, like I said, flipping tables. It's just him in really quiet moments dealing with, you know, and a big part of it is the relationship with his father, which, you know, like I didn't know too much about. I mean, I've known, you know, he's talked openly about his depression and anxiety and him going to therapy to work through it. But yeah, you really kind of see that. So it's not your typical biopic. It's not like there's one big Born to Run concert scene. You see him in the studio recording Born in the USA, but outside of that, it's not a lot of like real loud, raucous rock and roll, what Bruce is kind of known for now. It's more of his quiet introspection.
So were you able to lose yourself and forget it was Jeremy Allen White?
I Well, there's times where he looks a lot like him. It's kind of creepy about how much he does look like him in certain angles and stuff like that. And I think people would be better served to not think of it as a Bruce Springsteen movie, even though you're going to hear the music and that's going to be weird, but to just go in it, if you're looking for, let me look at a cerebral movie about a rock star who's dealing with his demons kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think big Bruce Springsteen fans will be let down because it's not big and raucous, or do you think that they'll appreciate it?
I think Bruce Springsteen fans that only know him through Born in the USA and shaking his butt on stage, you know, kind of maybe like the surface level Springsteen fans might be a little, but I think anybody who's probably like a real deep and has heard the Nebraska album, I think they'll enjoy it. I think it'll be nice to see, oh, he was going through a tough time, and him coming out the other side and admitting he needs therapy and how he's like, that's the last time I ever dealt with something like that on my own.
And the other movie?
Frankenstein.
Oh, yes.
I loved Frankenstein.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, especially if you've read the book. Please read, people. Because there are lines that are in the movie that they pulled straight from Mary Shelley's novel, and that I love when they do that. Like, it's a reason it's a classic to begin with. Like, let's celebrate the original material. There are a few changes that they do from the book, but I don't think anything that's, like, going to turn off a literary fan. It's not a monster movie, which sounds really strange. Mm-hmm. In your typical sense of how you might think about Frankenstein, you know, we're not talking bolts in the neck and green and walking real stiff and stuff like that. That is another movie where it's very much a father and son, even when it's Victor Frankenstein dealing with his father and the creature dealing with Victor Frankenstein. It's very much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
did you see Begonia?
I did.
Is it good?
It is. But I will say this. We'll talk about it next week because it comes out next Friday. See Save the Green Planet. It's a 2003-2005 South Korean film, which is the original of this. It's how they pulled this one. It's you can rent it, see it on Canopy, which is a library service. I'm big into it's canopy.com. You can stream movies from there. You just put in your library card, which most people should have. But yeah, I think the original was better. Not that Begonia was bad, but just that I just think the craziness of the first one was better. Yeah.
Is it, I didn't see Civil War.
Okay.
But I've seen scenes from it that are very disturbing. Was this one like that, or is it more entertaining?
Begonia?
Yes.
Begonia is very different than Civil War. Civil War is, is it just because you saw Jesse Plemons?
Being creepy.
Yeah.
Well, there is a reason they cast him in those kind of things is because he is unnerving. He has a way of delivering lines and sitting with pauses in a movie and staring at his co-stars, that's just very, it just gets under your skin kind of way. And I know what scene you're referring to in Civil War with the part where he's like, are you an American or are you
what kind of American are you?
So he's very, especially if you've seen him in Breaking Bad, like I think that's kind of maybe where he originated, was he was kind of the, they called him Meth Damon because he kind of looks like Matt Damon, but not, and he was in that show. So yeah, he's always kind of been a little, and there, like I said, there is a reason they cast him in Begonia, and it's for those conspiratorial, edgy type of characters. I think he pulls that off well. He's got a type, and he plays to it. You know?
Yeah. Anytime I see those two together, Jesse and Emma, I'm like, okay.
Oh yeah, no, the acting is fantastic in it. There's the scenes between those two. It's again. Not referring, the original is a lot more action. It's very fast paced. It's very frenetic, very frenzied. This one is more lots of exposition, talking, sitting around the table, and it's tense between them, and they're great actors, but it's just a different kind of vibe of a movie.
Yeah. Sounds like my kind. When we come back, we'll do a DGS happy hour. 319 DGS happy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thursday, Janelle is in with us. Let's do DJ's Happy Hour. You want to start?
Love it. Let's talk about fast food.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got some thoughts.
All right.
No, did you guys see the news about the, was it Kevin O'Leary weighing in about paying extras in movies?
No.
Okay, so Kevin O'Leary and his infinite wisdom, he's on Shark Tank, you know, yeah. What I'm talking about. And I guess he is not starring, he was cast in a movie coming out called Marty Supreme. It's going to be starring Timothy Chalamet. Supposed to be really good, supposed to be Oscar contender. And his comment was that he thinks that A24 wasted millions of dollars on paying extras when they could have just put AI Tilly Norwoods all over the place and nobody would have noticed. So his thought...
Another reason to hate Kevin O'Leary. I just can't stand that guy.
He sucks.
Yeah.
So, he was the guy who said, you are a bad man if you don't bring home $400,000.
Yeah, well, as you can see, he thinks paying actual humans is wasting money instead of just replacing them with AI extras.
How about we replace CEOs like him with AI? Because they take up the bulk of the payroll, and they're probably most easily replaced by a search engine.
Andrew, you want to jump in on that with Kevin?
Yeah, I agree with him.
Hey, I did it.
to be clear, just to, real quick, just I'm not bringing it up again. Oh, but no. To be clear, the issue was not that he was going after the owners and CEOs. The issue was that he was, I felt, putting them on equal responsibility with the minimum waged employees, and that's just simply not true.
Not that we're gonna.
Nope, not gonna keep going.
So Kevin had that to say.
If you think that they are on equal responsibility, then they should be making as much as the owners.
I'm following the room. I'm not continuing.
Trying, guys. Anybody else got anything?
I got a happy hour.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, make it happy.
A regular Reese's, it's not even a candy bar to me anymore. It doesn't count as a candy bar. That's not a candy bar.
A delicacy?
No, it's just like it's like Andrew says with fries. Like, it's just wind. It's nothing.
Oh.
If you can eat something in 30 seconds, which I can eat a regular Reese's, both cups.
Oh, yeah.
In 30 seconds.
I can vouch. I saw it today.
That's not a candy bar.
Yeah.
That's nothing. You shouldn't even put that in your calorie tracker track your calories.
Oh, if
it
only.
Means nothing. The real Reese's is now the big cup. The big cup should be the standard Reese's.
Oh.
The normal Reese's are fun size.
Ooh, yeah. I'm with that.
I have been to...
The big cups are so good.
Philadelphia. Well, no, I've been to the Hershey amusement park place. You can build your own Reese's cups, and they're like 2 pounds because you get a choice of four things to put inside there.
Oh.
Huge pound cups already, and then you can put a pound of filling into them. Yeah, they're so good.
Dang.
Like cookie dough, like a pilgrimage brownies, is coming. Chocolate chips. Yeah. Fill it with hot fudge. Yeah. It's good stuff.
I got one. If I told you that I had a buttload of something, would you know how much that is?
A lot.
130 American gallons.
Is it?
It's a real measurement.
Is it really?
Yes.
So we just stole that because we like to say buttload?
Yep. A butt is a real unit of measurement. It amounts to 108 imperial gallons or 130 American gallons. It's not common now, but was once used for casks of liquid like wine and whiskey. When you'd fill a barrel up, you'd have a buttload of wine. They also called it having a full butt.
I never would have thought that came from a legitimate history. I just figured that was bros like, dude, I got a buttload.
Mm-hmm.
That's so great.
Pretty interesting, huh?
I think a few of these listeners have a full butt because of me.
I'll throw in one for because Janelle's here. Did you see, I'm sure you haven't, I don't know why I'm asking this question, but the Netflix show about the Kennedys is being made like The Crown. So it's the pattern, the format of The Crown.
Oh, boy.
With Michael Fassbender as Joseph Kennedy telling the history of the Kennedy family. And I'm curious, A, are we in? Because I watched The Crown, even though I hate those people. But it was an interesting story.
Sure. And they didn't hold back.
No, and they didn't. And that's why I'm curious. Are we going to get, like, real history?
Sanitized version
Depends
of
on
it.
Who's making it, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's the same people that made The Crown.
I would say that they probably won't hold back, just because if you've ever seen the movie Blonde, I think it was Anna de Armas who played Marilyn Monroe. They did not portray Jack Kennedy very well in that movie. So it wasn't as if they were like, ooh, Kennedys, can't touch them.
And I'm not sure people are afraid of the Kennedys anymore.
Yeah, it used to be kind of sacred ground, and I think we all are past that now for good reason.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think there's a really good reason why the mystique might be off of that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because back in the day, you could kind of like, you know, gloss over and like, oh, look at this, the perfect American family. And then when you dig into it, you're like, oh, wait a minute, not so much. In fact, they got there in very suspicious ways.
I had an interesting reaction to a statistic this morning. I was watching, I think it was CNN, and they were ragging on Donald Trump for going to San Francisco. And so they put up a graphic of the top 10 most crime-ridden cities in America. We're only number 7.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, high five. Yeah.
Take that, Detroit. Yeah, Detroit is number 1.
It's up there. Yeah, but is that all crime? Because I think we were higher in violent crime.
I don't think they broke it down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that there are a lot of places that aren't as big that have crime rates just as bad.
Yeah.
I mean, they're, you know, Birmingham, Alabama
Shreveport,
is a bad one. Shreveport, Louisiana, New Orleans, Baton Rouge. But, well, you know, those are all in red states. So I guess we leave that alone.
One of my more MAGA friends made the argument to me yesterday. The National Guard doesn't do anything. They're typically just training. And so we're paying them to do something. Let's let them police.
Those are people with real jobs. That's a part-time job. Nobody's full-time National Guard, are they?
I don't know.
I thought the whole idea was like two weekends a year or something like that. I don't know the exact thing, but I know my understanding is that those are just regular people who are otherwise doing other jobs unless they're deployed to do something. So, yeah, they train, but they train, like, in intervals. It's not, like, nonstop.
So, full-time service is possible through activations for the state emergencies, federal deployments, or by joining the full-time active guard and reserve.
So, it's a bit of a mix, then.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much of the National Guard is full-time.
Yeah, to me, it just comes down to, and I don't know the answer. And I wouldn't have known the answer before. Like, my gut said, oh, this isn't right to put, you know, troops of any kind in U.S. cities to stop crime. But I didn't know that. Like, I don't know the law. I don't know the statute. So, like most things, you know, operating out of relative ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that's the answer. Like, oh, if he can do it, then he gets to.
Yeah.
And if he's not allowed to do it, then we should stop him.
Yeah.
And I feel that way about everything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that he's tearing up the East Room, right? But does he get to? If he gets to, then I can just go pound sand.
Yeah, in that case, it's much more about the look of it rather than the thing, right? I don't think anybody's really debating whether or not he has the right to do that.
Well, they were questioning afternoon about it. Because, like, they were like, can he do it without... I don't want to say a committee, without consultation or somebody them agreeing that he can do. Can he just do this on his own? Can he just decide on his? Because then, what keeps him from just tearing down the Jefferson Memorial?
It's
that
just
kind of thing.
The look of it is the bad part, because it's privately funded, great, But those people are not just giving you money out of the goodness of their heart. They're buying access.
Sure.
And then that ballroom is going to open up the opportunity to for people to purchase more access so they can go to the events there and do all that. But also that it's happening when there's a government shutdown.
And I think that's
and federal workers are in food lines because they're not getting paychecks. If all that stuff's working, I don't know that that many people are as upset, are they?
No.
And I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Stop and a turn, and a go for-
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Murray's weather forecast is sponsored by the Woodlands of Arnold Senior Living.
Welcome back, DGS 335 from the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
How are things in Murrayland?
All is well.
Good?
All is well.
I'd like to think of that as like the happiest place on earth, Murrayland.
Sure.
You got puppy dogs and sunshine. That sounds great.
Leave That's your shoes at the door.
Doesn't that sound great?
Leave your shoes at the door. Yeah. You're in Murrayland.
Right. Don't even wear shoes.
Everyone's got big poofy hair.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow, Dave.
Dave Murray, do you ever go to the nail salon and get a pedicure?
Yeah, actually, we have one scheduled. We go together, and we have one scheduled for Saturday at noontime.
That's so cute. I love
the dogs?
That.
Yeah. They just do like the dogs. They pull out the little grinder that they have at the groomer.
I had one pedicure when we were in Jamaica, like in 1998, and it was one of the most difficult experiences of my life.
Really?
I'm very ticklish feet.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
have, so do I.
That weird OCD where I want to do things I shouldn't, and I just kept thinking, you're going to kick her in the chin, you're going to kick her in the chin. It was terrible. I did kind of go on a kick of manicures, though, after that, because we had a mani-pedi. And then, like, Maureen at some point had to go, like, you might want to take it easy there, Ace.
Dial that back a little.
Dial that back a
Dude,
little.
Why are you doing this more than I am?
Yeah. You don't need gel tips. So I just went back to biting my fingernails. Now they look like I'm, you know.
Doing the French look.
Yes. So the weather changes a little bit coming up in the weekend?
Yeah, and a little bit is the key here. Everything's moving slow. We have this cutoff low pressure coming over the Rockies right now. Just kind of meanders around the Midwest, sinks a little bit to our south. And because it's sinking south, we're not going to see a lot of rain, but it's more unsettled skies, more cloudy skies. That takes over during the day tomorrow. I still think Friday is a dry day, but because of the added clouds, it will be chilly in the 50s to near 60. Nothing more than a couple of spotty showers Friday night, 51. So it's a little bit warmer at night because of the added clouds. The weekend, do you believe it's the last weekend of October?
I don't believe it.
That's incredible.
It is incredible.
Is a week from tomorrow.
I know. Someone said that to me just today. A friend said, like, hey, can't wait for the Halloween show next week. I'm like, what? I'm sorry?
Isn't it? Time is super weird, too, because, like, it feels like we were all mad the other day when it was probably the 5th of July when the Halloween candy and decorations came out at the stores. And now you fast forward, it's like those 2 months evaporated.
Yeah, so yep. True.
Yeah, now it's all Christmas. Let's see. Oh, Saturday.
Yes.
Mostly cloudy. Nothing more than a couple of spot showers. A lot of dry time. 64 spotty showers Saturday night. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy. Sunday brings the best chance of seeing some showers, but it's not a lot of rain. A few showers. 62 degrees on Sunday. That probably continues Monday and Tuesday of next week because this thing's not leaving. It's just kind of hanging around.
Gotcha. Okay. Headlines, Rach.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. There's a group of Americans spending more, if not just as much, time online as the younger generation, and that is people 50 and older. So Centrum Silver, the multivitamin supplement you always see the commercials for, had a survey done to learn about cognitive abilities as people age. And so, you know, they're measuring the time that older people are spending on their screens. The average respondent to the survey spent a collective 22 hours per week in front of some type of screen. So the majority is spent watching TV, followed by searching the internet, playing a game, working on a computer. And then, of course, there's your phone, talking or video chatting on the phone, social media, and reading on an e-reader or tablet. Just thought that was kind of interesting. It seems like the cliche is like, these youngins, this Gen Alpha or what have you, they're always on their phones. It seems pretty widespread among everybody.
Yeah,
I'd say that's definitely true.
Here's a very sad story. Four members of an Illinois gubernatorial candidate's family were killed in a helicopter crash. This happened to former state Senator Darren Bailey's family. The son, daughter-in-law, and two grandchildren lost their lives in this accident. Bailey is seeking his party's nomination for the upcoming gubernatorial race.
I don't know if there's been any studies on this. Maybe it's inappropriate to ever do a study on this. But personally, I am in awe that someone of the same species as me, the same DNA, can get through that, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've lost both my mom and my dad. I lost my brother to suicide. I've been through hard things. I've made it through. It was difficult, but I persevered. But then you see things and you go, I wouldn't make it through that.
Yeah, but somebody looks at you and thinks, could make it through that.
I guess.
I mean, it's all you actually just do. You don't know you can until it happens. And then you're in the thick
That's
of it.
True.
And then you're just... you don't even have time to process that you're going through it and you're handling it however you are until you've come out the other side. So again, anybody can look at anything you've gone through in your life and been like, couldn't do that.
When I was young meaning like 20s, I had this weird paradigm where I felt like life averaged out. And it wasn't like a religious view or anything. It was just sort of like, last year is a bad year. This year is going to be a good year. That's how life works. You get divorced, but you win the lottery, you know? And then I remember something like this happened, not to me, but like on the news. And I was like, holy hell, anything's possible. Like, this stuff just happens seemingly randomly, which really scared me.
The FBI is asking for tips about the 2021 D.C. pipe bomb suspect who placed two pipe bombs near the DNC and the RNC. In Washington, D.C. This happened January 5th, 2021. The Bureau has released new footage showing the suspect's route and appearance, and they're offering a $500,000 reward for information. King Charles and Pope Leo have marked a 500-year first. When King Charles visited the Vatican, this will be the first time a British monarch prayed with a pope since the split between the Church of England and the Catholic Church nearly 500 years ago.
That's when it happened, huh? Mm-hmm. 500 years ago.
Excuse me. Nike is coming out with a robotic shoe. it's known as Project Amplify, and it's still in its early stages, but it's a running shoe featuring an attachable battery-charged motor. It's supposed to come out in a few years, and it's geared towards casual athletes and then individuals who are mobility impaired to help them move faster.
What's it do? Do you know? Like, what's the motor run?
I don't know, but I want to know if it can help me dunk.
You know that kind of stuff is coming, though. Like, we already have military exoskeletons.
I was going to say, I'm sure it's already things that can help you lift heavy objects.
Yeah. So wonderful, because we have the aging of America, like the pyramids turning upside down. So in another 10 or 20 years, everyone's going to be 70 or 80.
I wouldn't want to try it out first, though. You're not blowing off my feet.
My point is, like, people who today have trouble standing up.
May not in 20 years.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi is going back on tour. They've announced a major tour across the U.S. and Europe. They'll be at high-profile stops like Madison Square Garden and Wembley Stadium in London. It's going to begin in July of 2026. They haven't performed since 2019.
Wow.
It's been a while.
It's been a blessing.
I was about to say it's been great.
My favorite Bon Jovi story is producer Tom Turbrock. At his very first tour, was in like the 10th row, and Bon Jovi comes out and starts singing, and Tom turns to his friend and he says, "Pinch me, I am in love." And the guy goes, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "This chick is the hottest thing I've ever seen." It was Bon Jovi.
Well, I mean, like, you know this, Dave. In the 80s, the hair was pretty much the same.
Can fool you.
But wait, it was the same.
Isn't that crazy? Because wasn't he the one that has face blindness when it comes to men? As far as judging their good looks?
Yes.
Who, Bon Jovi?
No, Tom.
What?
Tom and I
argue about this like you and Andrew argued about McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was like, I can't tell when a man's attractive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And he goes, "I have something called face blindness for men." And I'm like, "What, diagnosed?"
That sounds like a product, face blindness for men.
So you look at me, and then you look at Brad Pitt, and you see no difference. He's like, "No, Glovey, not at all." I'm like, "I'm gonna..."
One more story for you guys to round out headlines. Netflix is doing something special with the series finale of Stranger Things. Besides streaming on Netflix, obviously, the two-hour finale episode of the sci-fi drama's fifth season will be released in more than 350 movie theaters, beginning at 8 o'clock Eastern time on New Year's Eve. It's a limited run. It'll only last until New Year's Day. They haven't revealed the exact theaters, but I would assume with 350, we'll get a couple in the St. Louis area. But that's
like so
fun.
Many shows, I stopped watching that after the first season, which I enjoyed. I should probably go back.
You should.
It's pretty good.
It's definitely, it's worth your time.
Yeah, it's.
You know what, a good show on Netflix, we watched the first episode, is The Mob. Philadelphia Mob. It's a documentary.
Oh,
interesting.
Well, let's go see that.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
All righty. Will you, won't you, want me to make you?
DGS continuing. Obviously, Dave took off. He's heading out to the 25th anniversary show for 97.1. Of course, DGS was heard there for how many years was it, Rach? 21?
21-ish years.
Yeah, so he's being included in the celebration there. We will all soldier on. Dave will be back tomorrow. Obviously, Mike Elam's going to join us in the next hour, and we will not be canceling Mike Elam.
You have to say that every Thursday.
I know. It's part of the gag. We gotta give Mike a hard time.
Poor Mike. We love Mike.
Yeah, I know. That's why we give him a hard time, because we like him. You know, when you're friends with people, you give him a hard time. Just look at me and Andrew. We're buddies. Mm-hmm. We're always yelling at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also like buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Not now, though. Andrew's mad at me.
No, I'm not mad.
That's good.
Attention.
Nah, it's good. It's good. You gotta understand. Like, that's a hard thing to get, I think.
Sure.
And I'm not talking about you, Janelle, I mean, but more for listeners and things along those lines. Like, buddies do. I mean, I don't know about you guys. Maybe we're all the weirdos, but like when I'm with my friends, all we do is argue and goof around and yell at each other. And then at the end, everybody just hugs. I'm like, "Hey, bud, we're buddies."
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's not abnormal, right?
No.
I think if that's your personality, I don't like to yell and I don't like conflict as much. Like,
yeah.
I don't think everybody does it, but I think if you have fun doing it, more power to you.
Yeah, but
it's more of the disagreeing and staying amicable while
And the yelling part is just more of the energy of the room. It's not an anger or a hate thing. Like when your buddies are doing it with you, like you're not literally trying to fight them. You're just like going back and forth, and then when it's over, it's over.
Barking with the dogs.
Yeah, we're barking with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, and we're barking.
Yeah, we'll get into it sometimes after movies.
Whoa.
Yeah, a group of us, and I'll just, yeah, we'll have certain opinions about the movie we just saw, and everybody will get a little passionate about it.
Oh, yeah?
And it just kind of, yeah.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
because you just come out of the movie, you're either on a high from seeing what you saw or really hating it, and everybody has their opinion about it.
All right, last question real quick. What percentage, everyone, this is for everybody. What percentage, but it starts with you, Janelle, what percentage of movies do you come out disappointed?
Disappointed. Not too many.
Totally bummed out. Just like, it could have been more.
Again, not too many, because I think overall most movies are just okay.
Okay.
I think most movies hit around a 3 out of 5.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So most of them hit what you expect.
Yeah.
Most.
Andrew? I think I'm more pleasantly surprised than anything.
You know, I might think better.
More?
Yeah, I might think I'm usually more happily surprised by movies. Yeah.
Rach?
I'm pretty much with Janelle.
Yeah, I'm kind of probably right down the middle, 50-50. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.